Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meditation retreat in remembrance of Master Kirpal Singh. The bhajan this morning is on page 36, Kirpal Guru Raja. Come, O Guru Kirpal, the Sangat is calling you. In your hands is the key to the whole world. Folding their hands, the Sangat is calling you. Where did you go, O giver, leaving the Sangat? This is my prayer, that you may always show yourself to us. O protector of the Sangat, don't delay. Hearing our voice, come soon. All the Sangat is sitting, waiting to have your darshan. O doctor of the Sangat, the medicine is in your hands. Somebody else locked the door and you applied the key. You saved Joga by becoming the guard. When Nanaki called, you came at once. Lovingly, you ate the chapati of request. In that way, you come and don't forget me. From the very beginning, you have been hearing the requests. You made the ship of Makan the trader come to the shore. Save the Sangat. This is the request of Ajayab the Sadhu. Come, O Guru Kirpal, the Sangat is calling you. In your hands is the key to the whole world. A bhajan of Sanchi's on page 36.
Karpal Guru Aja, Karpal Guru Aja, Sangat Pukar Di, Tere Hath Vich Chabi, O Data Sare Sansar Di, Sangat Pukar Di Hai, Dove Hath Jod Ke, संगत पुकार दी है दोवे हाथ जोड़ के किथे चल गए ओ दाता संगत नु छोड़ के किथे चल गए ओ दाता संगत नु छोड़ के देंदा रहे खाली सदा मेरी ये पुकार जी करपाल गुरु आजा करपाल गुरु आजा संगत पुकार दी तेरे हाथ विच चाबी ओ दाता सारे संसार दी संगत देवालिया देर ना लगावी वे संगत देवालिया देर ना लगावी वे सुन के आवाज साड़ी छेती छेती आवी वे सुन के आवाज साड़ी छेती छेती आवी वे दर्शना नु बैठी संगत तैयार जी तेरे हाथ में गुरु आजा करपाल गुरु आजा संगत पुकार दी तेरे हाथ विच चाबी ओ दाता सारे संसार दी संगत दा वैद तेरे हाथ च दवाई वे संगत दा वैद तेरे हाथ च दवाई वे ताला किसे होर लाया चाबी तैं लाई वे ताला किसे होर लाया चाबी तैं लाई वे जोगे नू बचाया आप बाण पैरेदार जी करपाल गुरु आजा करपाल गुरु आजा संगत पुकार दी तेरे हाथ विच चाबी ओ दाता सारे संसार दी नानकी पुकारिया तू चट विच आया सी नानकी पुकारिया तू ਝੱਟ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ ਸੀ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਵਾਲਾ ਫੁੱਲ ਕਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਖਾਇਆ ਸੀ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਵਾਲਾ ਫੁੱਲ ਕਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਖਾਇਆ ਸੀ ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆ ਜਾ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਵਸਾਰ ਜੀ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਆ ਜਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਆ ਜਾ ਸੰਗਤ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਤੇਰੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਚਾਬੀ ਉਹ ਦਾਤਾ ਸਾਰੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੀ ਸੁਣਦਾ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਦਾਤਾ ਮੁੱਢ ਤੋਂ ਤੂੰ ਆਇਆ ਵੇ ਸੁਣਦਾ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਦਾਤਾ ਮੁੱਢ ਤੋਂ ਤੂੰ ਆਇਆ ਵੇ ਮੱਖਣ ਲਵਾਣੀ ਦਾ ਜਹਾਜ਼ ਬਨ ਲਾਇਆ ਵੇ ਮੱਖਣ ਲਵਾਣੀ ਦਾ ਜਹਾਜ਼ ਬਨ ਲਾਇਆ ਵੇ ਸੰਗਤ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਾ ਲਏ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਅਜੈ ਵਸਾਦ ਦੀ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਆ ਜਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਆ ਜਾ ਸੰਗਤ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਤੇਰੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਚਾਬੀ ਉਹ ਦਾਤਾ ਸਾਰੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੀ
O protector of the Sangat, don't delay. Hearing our voice, come soon. All the Sangat is sitting, waiting to have your darshan. Come, O Guru Kirpal, the Sangat is calling you. In your hands is the key to the whole world. And I'd like to begin the reading by reading very what is referred to as Sant Kirpal Singh's mission. And Master Kripal says, to fill my mission, to fill the human heart with compassion, mercy, and universal love, which should radiate to all countries, nations, and peoples of the world. To make a true religion of the heart as the ruling factor in one's life. To enable each one to love God, love all, serve all, and have respect for all, as God is immanent in all forms. My goal is that of oneness. I spread the message of oneness in life and in living. This is the way to peace on earth. This is the mission of my life, and I pray that it may be fulfilled. And I'm going to read from The Coming Spiritual Revolution, a collection of talks of Master Kirpal. And I'm going to begin reading the particular talk, This World is Not Your Home. And this was given by Master Kirpal on October 16th, 1972 at Sant Bani Ashram. And Master Kirpal says, today is the best time to embrace each other. We are all brothers and sisters in God. So welcome you are to Sant Bani Ashram. They say that two kings cannot live together in one country, but hundreds of beggars can. All right, you have come to Sant Bani Ashram, simply here. Just look to the purpose for which you have come. That's the main thing. When masters come, they look to the world in its right perspective. We also come and see what is going on here. But the level that they see from is quite different from ours. He sees that some are being born, some die young, some die old. This is going on. What is all this? How does this body work? It is all laid down as if it were a machine without any mover. So they solved the mystery. There is some power which is working in the body and is withdrawn. The body works as long as the indweller of the body is there. And wonderful it is that this body, which has so many holes, eyes open, mouth open, nostrils, ears, with all that, the indweller cannot run out of it. So body works as long as we are in the body. And who are we? We are conscious beings, conscious entities. But we are also in the body as long as we are controlled in the body. Otherwise, we could have run away out of it at our own will and pleasure. That we cannot do. So that power which controls us in the body, that is called the God into expression power. So this body, the human body, is considered to be the highest in all creation, next to God. Mohammedan literature tells us that when the human body was made, God ordered the angels to bow down to it. So great is man, you see. In the human form only, we can do something which we cannot do in any other form of life. Except for the human body, all bodies are bound. They have got no free will. In the human body, we are bound to some extent and also free to some extent. When the railroad lines are laid down, the train will run over them. It is for you to lay down the lines whichever way you like. So masters found that there is a golden opportunity. If we just finish off the reactions from the past, which we have done ourselves, and we have got some free will also, and that free will is, we can go to our home. This world is not our home. We are conscious entities, and our home can only be all consciousness. Kabir and others say that we are the same essence as that of God. God is all consciousness, and we are drops in the ocean of all consciousness, embodied in the human body, which is the highest in all creation, in which we can have our way back to God. So when masters come, they see that we have got so many labels on our bodies. Someone calls himself a Hindu, someone else a Muslim, and someone else a Christian, Jewish, and so on. But the master says that God made man, only man. Labels were not put on him when he was born. We put them on later. When? When the masters who solved the mystery of life and those who met them also solved the mystery of life, when they left the scene, these labels of various social bodies came up to keep their teachings alive. They are the schools of thought which we have joined. And the purpose of these schools was for many people to derive benefit from them. So long as there were practical people, the people were also able to solve the mystery of life. And what was that? That we are conscious beings. Drops in the ocean of all consciousness, brothers and sisters in God, embodied in the human form. And we are bound to some extent as a reaction of the past, what we have done in our past lives. As you sow, so shall you reap. But after we have passed beyond that, we can know ourselves and know God. And as long as there were practical people, benefit was derived that way. But for want of practical people, the same information began to stagnate and deterioration came up. So masters have been sent here. God has been sending me, whosoever he chooses. That is his job. It is not by votes that he is chosen, like a prime minister or president or anything. From whomsoever he has to take work, he sends such like people to guide us back home, to take us out of the delusion we are under. And when masters come, you see, they don't address the isms or the labels. They don't say, Hindu, Mohammedan, Christian, come on, hear me now. Either they address the soul or the human body. What do they say? Well, they say self-evident truth. This body is not your permanent home. You have to leave the body. All have left the body. Kings or subjects, philosophers, saints, incarnations. Whoever took the body had to leave the body. So similarly, you have to leave the body. We are conscious entities, and this body is made of matter. And they say, what connection can there be with that? You are a conscious entity. You are living in a human body, which is material, which is changing at every moment of life, and you are being dragged along with it. But this body is the only opportunity given to you to make the best use of it. And that best use is what? O man, know thyself. Are you the human body? You say no, because you will leave it. We say, it is my body. We never say, I am body. Just as we say, it is my watch, it is my coat. Similarly, we say, my intellect says so, my eyes see so, my ears hear so. Every day we use these expressions that it is not you, but yours. But when masters come, they see that we have identified ourselves with body and outgoing faculty so much so that we have forgotten ourselves, who we are. We say my, but we don't mean my. You simply say you work at the level of the human body, but it is changing, and the world around us is changing, being made of matter. At the same speed at which the body is changing, and we are identified with it. That is an optical illusion, that it appears to be stationary. But when masters come, they are good observers. They see what is going on. The master is a conscious man, a conscious entity. He is not deluded so that he considers that this world is his home or that he will never die. It is true that soul will never die. But as we are identified with the body, we say, my body won't die. That is the great delusion in which we are all going. So the first thing that they tell us is this, that this world is not our home. Also, that this human body which has been given to us, although all scriptures say it is the golden opportunity, still, it is not our permanent home. It is temporary, but it is the highest form in all creation. The rishis of old and others who have left the body and enjoyed the bliss of higher planes, when they returned, they selected the human body to enter. But now, you see, we are working on the level of human body. So we are under a grand illusion. The reason is that our souls are under the control of mind. Mind is under the control of outgoing faculties, and they are dragged like anything toward the outer enjoyments. So we are identified this. We cannot differentiate ourselves in a practical way. Intellectually, we do say, I am not the body. I am not the intellect. I have the outgoing faculties. So this is the delusion under which we are going. Every day, every hour, every minute is bringing us closer to the great final change, which is called death. That is awaiting us, each one of us. Guru Nanak said that the body has been betrothed to the negative power. He will never take it away sooner. He will take it away sooner or later. So this is not the place where we are to live. Then what to do? Wake up. You are conscious entities, you see. You are drops in the ocean of all consciousness. That all consciousness is all wisdom. It is all permanent, eternal, and it is all joy and all peace. That reflection you have got in you, that is the reflection. But you are under the wrong impression, being identified with the human body and outgoing faculties. When a child talks, you see, he says, oh, I am the best. Nobody can know more than me. That is the reflection of that conscious God power which is working there, which is all consciousness. Similarly, we have identified with our body, so that reflection in our soul, we take it as from the body. That is all bliss, and we are after bliss. Ever since we were born, we have wanted some happiness, some joy. We earn money, what for? To have happiness. We have families, what for? For happiness. We want possessions, what for? For happiness. But this is a changing panorama. You are attached to the body, but body will have to leave you. You are under orders. You are imprisoned in the human body as a reaction of the past, according to the flowing pen of God, which writes according to our own past actions. So this is the first thing. The grand illusion is, but as you are identified with it, how can you come out of it? That is the point. So masters, have pity on us. We ourselves cannot know ourselves because we are identified with the body and outside things and have forgotten ourselves. Yet all methods and practices we take up for knowing ourselves and knowing God, they are related to these very things. How can we rise above them? So masters give us a demonstration. First they give out, man, know thyself, who you are and what you are. You are not the body, you are not the intellect. You have got outer possessions only, which will leave you when you leave the body. If the body does not go along with you, how can other things which are possessed on account of it? This is the first thing they come up and tell us. But we do not believe. How are we separate from the body? How can we know that? So he gives us a demonstration. All right, sit down. He says that the outward expression of our soul is attention. God is all attention, and it is that attention which works and is identified with the outside. And the meditation talk is a meditation talk that Sanchi gave in March of 1997.
Parampita Paramatma, Savan Kripal de Charna vich namaskar hai. ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਗਰੀਬ ਆਤਮਾ ਤੇ ਰਹਿਮ ਕੀਤਾ ਭਗਤੀ ਦਾ ਦਾਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ
ਸੈਲੂਟੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਅੰਡਰ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਸਾਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਹੈਡ ਮਰਸੀ ਔਨ ਦ ਪੂਅਰ ਸੋਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਵ ਗਿਵਨ ਦ ਗਿਫਟ ਆਫ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ
ਮੈਂ ਇਨਕਲੀਨੋ ਤੇ ਲੋਸ ਪੀਅਸ ਦੇ ਲੋਸ ਪਾਦਰੇ ਸੁਪਰੀਮੋਸ ਦਿਓਸ ਤੋ ਪੋਦਰੋਸੋ ਸਾਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਿਨੇਸ ਤੁਵੀਰੋ ਮਿਸੇਰੀਕੋਰਡੀਆ ਦੇ ਲਾਸ ਪੋਬਰੇਸ ਆਲਮਾਸ ਈ ਨੋਸ ਦੀਰੋਨ ਐਲ ਰੈਗਾਲੋ ਦੇ ਸੂ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ
ਪਿਆਰੇਓ ਜਦੋਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬੱਚਾ ਇੱਕ ਨਵੈਸ਼ ਦੇਖਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨਵੈਸ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਬੜਾ ਆਨੰਦ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਬੜੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਗਲਤੀ ਨਾਲ ਉਹਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਪਿਤਾ ਦੀ ਉਂਗਲੀ ਛੁੱਟ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਚੀਖਾਂ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਸਮਾਨ ਉਹ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਨਮਾਇਸ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਨਮਾਇਸ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਪਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਖਿਲਾਉਣੇ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸੁੱਖ ਉਤਨੇ ਦਿਨ ਹੀ ਉਤਨਾ ਘੰਟੇ ਹੀ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਤਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਹੀ ਸੀ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਪਿਤਾ ਦੀ ਉਂਗਲੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੀ ਜਦ ਉਂਗਲੀ ਗਲਤੀ ਨਾਲ ਛੁੱਟ ਗਈ ਸਮਾਨ ਉੱਥੇ ਸੀ ਤੋ ਸਮਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਸੀ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਪਿਤਾ ਦੀ ਉਂਗਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੀ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਸਾਡੀ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਉਂਗਲੀ ਪਕੜ ਕੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਸਮਾਨ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਵੀ ਰੰਗ ਰੰਗੀਲੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸੌਖੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਕਹੇ ਲੱਗ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਉਂਗਲੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਮਾਨ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਧੀਆਂ ਯਾਰ ਦੋਸਤ ਹੁਕੂਮਤ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਵੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਉਸ ਬੱਚੇ ਵਰਗੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਸੁੱਖ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤਿਆਗਣ ਦਾ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ, ਉਹ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੀ ਅਸਲੀਅਤ ਸਮਝਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ।
When a child goes to an exhibition or say a fair, holding the finger of his father, he enjoys all the things which are laid out in the exhibition. He becomes very happy seeing all those things over there, all the toys and all the other things.
Cuando un niño va con su padre a una feria o a una exhibición, él se siente sumamente contento, se siente feliz de estar allí, de ver todas las cosas que están en la feria, de ver los juguetes que pueden haber allí, y se siente muy contento pues está allí con su padre.
If by mistake he gives up the finger of his father, then he starts crying, weeping and screaming, and he does not find any happiness or any enjoyment in the things which are there in the exhibition.
Si por equivocación se suelta de la mano de su padre y una vez que si se pierde de su padre, ya estas cosas no le atraen, él empieza a llorar, a gritar, a gemir y empieza a quejarse muchísimo y el atractivo que tenían esas cosas ya no está ahí porque él no está con su padre.
All the things are still there, all the toys and all the things are still there. The same things which used to give him the happiness, but he does not find any happiness anymore. He is crying and screaming and weeping because he does not have his father with him. He has given up the finger of his father.
Las mismas cosas que él veía antes están allí presentes, los juguetes, todas las cosas que veía antes están allí presentes, pero él a él no le gustan y no siente satisfacción al verlas porque ha soltado la mano de su padre y por eso se lamenta, grita y llora.
So it means that the happiness was not in the things which were laid out in the exhibition. The happiness was, as long as the child was holding the finger of his father, he was enjoying everything over there.
De manera que esto quiere decir que la alegría y el gozo que tenía el niño no se encontraba en las cosas que viera allí, sino las gozaba de esas cosas únicamente mientras estuviera de la mano de su padre.
In the same way, when our soul has got hold of the finger of Almighty Lord, when our soul is doing the devotion of Lord Almighty, then we enjoy all the things which are in this world, the brothers, sisters, daughters, sons, and all the things of this world.
Igualmente, cuando nuestra alma le coge la mano o coge un dedo de la mano del Sadguru, del Shabad, cuando está cogida de la mano del Sadguru y está haciendo su meditación, En ese tiempo, durante este tiempo, goza de las cosas del mundo, goza de los hermanos, las hermanas, los padres, los familiares y todo lo demás del mundo.
But when we give up the finger of our Almighty Father, it means that when we give up doing His devotion, then even though all those things are still very much in this world in front of us, but they do not seem to give any happiness or contentment to us.
Pero una vez que nos soltamos de la mano de Dios Todopoderoso, esto quiere decir que dejamos de hacer la devoción de Dios, una vez que nos soltamos de la mano de Él, estas cosas del mundo ya dejan de darnos alegría y más bien nos causan dolor.
So it means that there is no happiness, there is no contentment, there is no comfort in the worldly things which we have. We have the contentment and the comfort and the happiness as long as we keep in touch with God Almighty and as long as we go on doing His devotion.
Esto quiere decir que la alegría, la comodidad, el consuelo y la satisfacción no se encontraba en esas cosas, sino únicamente nos proporcionaban la alegría y confort mientras estuviéramos cogidos de la mano de Dios Todopoderoso.
Masters do not tell us that we should give up this world. They say that you have to live in this world, but you should understand its reality.
Los maestros no nos dicen que debemos abandonar este mundo, nos dicen debemos vivir en él, pero comprender su realidad.
Haan bhai. Akhaan band karke apna simran shuru karo.
Closing your eyes, start your simran.
Por favor, cierren sus ojos y empiecen a hacer el simran.